From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Machapinto. Utah's lone black lawmaker, State Representative Sandra Hollins, is calling on Utahns to register to vote in order to create systemic change. That's after violent protests broke out in Salt Lake City Saturday night over the in-custody death of George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Democratic Representative Sandra Hollins says protests are effective tools to bring awareness to issues, although she's worried the violence on Saturday has diluted that message. Now, she says, it's time to turn attention to making systemic change to avoid incidents like Floyd's death. One way to do that? Registering to vote and electing politicians with an eye toward criminal justice reform. Hollins says she's been working on legislation to change how police officers interact with students in schools, like making sure behavioral issues don't lead to arrests.
We need to continue to look at our policy around the school to prison pipeline. As a lot of people know, that that's part of my concern, and what I have been working on is how do we make sure that our young people do not have contact with the police in the first place.
Hollins is also calling on her fellow lawmakers to listen to Utahns about their experiences with law enforcement. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah's Black Lives Matter chapter didn't plan Saturday's protest in Salt Lake, though they did encourage members to support it. But the group's leader, Lex Scott, doesn't believe those who destroyed property belong to the organization. She spoke at a press conference yesterday and says inciting violence is not the goal of Black Lives Matter.
This movement has always been about fighting against police violence and fighting for black lives.
Scott says activists are petitioning federal lawmakers to take up legislation that requires national police reform. The bill includes diversity and de-escalation training. A day of intense protests on Saturday left a wake of graffiti and vandalism across downtown Salt Lake City. Demonstrators spray-painted buildings and smashed car windows, but by early yesterday morning, the streets were calm and crews were out cleaning the wreckage. Mayor Erin Mendenhall says she was overwhelmed by the show of support.
From residents, fellow cities, and community members and organizations who have offered to volunteer to help clean up and recover.
Cleanup continues today by several volunteer groups that organized on social media. Four candidates vying to be the Republican candidate to unseat Utah's lone congressional Democrat face off in a debate today. Representative Ben McAdams won the 4th congressional seat in 2018 by a razor-thin margin, and the district is high on National Republicans' priority list. That debate starts at noon. The Democratic candidates for Utah's 1st congressional district will debate at 3 o'clock today. The two qualified for the primary ballot at the state Democratic convention in April. Representative Rob Bishop will vacate the seat when his term ends this year, a seat that hasn't been held by a Democrat for nearly 40 years. Both debates will stream on KUER.org, as well as the Republican primary debate for governor at 6 o'clock tonight, which will also air live on 90.1 KUER. The Utah Department of Health reported 533 cases of COVID-19 over the weekend. The last 4 days have seen the highest number of new cases in the state since the start of the pandemic. 22 more people were hospitalized, and there were 6 deaths reported over the weekend, including 2 men under the age of 65, one from Wasatch County and the other from Salt Lake County. The Southwest Utah and Bear River Health Districts have had the highest rate of increase over the last week. Bear River's cases have more than doubled. As we head into the 4th month of the pandemic, the Department of Agriculture is continuing to expand food benefits for people in need. Amanda Peacher reports.
When COVID-19 hit, one of the first things that the USDA did was increase the benefit amounts for people on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. Anya Rose is with the nonprofit Hunger Free Colorado.
It's brought a lot more SNAP dollars into household food budgets and into states to help with economic recovery.
It meant some people who usually get $16 a month are now getting $200 to buy groceries. People like Refugio Venegas in Westminster, Colorado.
I'm actually able to buy fish, chicken, and stuff that, you know, more food that's more healthier for me to eat.
The increase was funded by Congress as part of coronavirus relief packages. But the boost in benefits doesn't help the lowest income folks in our region. That's because they were already receiving the highest possible amount. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Outdoor recreation is one of the few options during the COVID-19 pandemic, and campsites are victim to a large uptick in positive and negative use. U.S. Forest Service rangers are encouraging the public to treat campgrounds respectfully, extinguish campfires, and plan ahead for trips. Cache National Forest Logan District Ranger Jennifer Parker says problems range from irresponsible gun shooting to excess garbage and trespassing. And she says a spike in unattended fires is most concerning. Parker says multiple citations were issued recently for people who walked away from their campfires. I'm Diane Machapinto, KUER News.